and the ladder as it stands at the moment hasn't changed over the last few months. We still have Devonport on top of the table, and in second spot, the Penguin Two Blues, Wynyard in third, and Burnie in fourth, and outside that four, can't make the finals, in fifth position, Ulverston, and the Demons, Latrobe, in sixth spot. So it is effectively top versus bottom tomorrow at the Devonport Oval from 2:20. Devonport Magpies up against Latrobe Demons.
Yes, Lee, and Devonport have made two changes to their lineup to tackle Latrobe, replacing young guns Lachlan Cohen and Bainan Lowe, who were acquired by the Tasmania Devils. Into the Magpie lineup come Beau Bremich and Zach Derrico, who will make his senior debut. Latrobe have recalled Bradley French and experienced midfielder Callum Mann, who will play his first senior game since 2019. That pair replaced Cody Fitzpatrick and Jack Goss, who head back to the under-18s. Difficult to see the Demons topping Devonport Lee, who are 4 points adrift at the top of the ladder, and have three key forwards in Joey Chaplin, Caleb Van Buren and Nick Milbourne high on the league's goal-kicking list, with 91 goals between them. Demon ruckman Jade Smith is having his best season to date and is well supported by defender Joe Robinson, and on-ballers Tristan Weeks and Kurt Hansen. However, flag favourites Devonport are on a mission and should account for Devonport at home, notching up their 12th win of the season.
OK, so Devonport to defeat Latrobe tomorrow. You did mention Devonport's a game and percentage clear of second place, the Penguin Two Blues, and this promises to be the game of the round as they take on the third place Wynyard Cats at the wonderful Dial Sports Complex tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, Penguin will be playing their fourth consecutive game at home, only split by their round 15 bye. They've regained former coach Chris McDonald, who replaces Nathan Russell for this vital match with Wynyard. A win for the Two Blues would see them gain an 8-point buffer over the third place Cats. Wynyard have made five compulsory changes, losing Zach Smith and Sharon Egger due to injury, Jamison Foreman, who was unavailable, while Jake Dixon and Johnny McIver have been named in a practice match between the Tasmania Devils under-17s and under-19s teams on Sunday. The Cats have returned Brad Chard, Warwick Purton, Stuart Turner, Reece Laycock and Josh Kay. Penguin have arguably named their best team for the season, and their midfield brigade of Jay Van Essen, Luke Viney, Maverick Weller, Matt Elliott and Luke Russell should enable their forwards led by Jack Templeton to post a winning score. So the Two Blues, their lead for me on their home track.
And at the Ulverston Recreation Ground, the Ulverston Robins will welcome the Burnie Doggers.
They will. Ulverston coach Stephen French has made two changes for his team's clash with Burnie, selecting Ben Dawson and Sam Mansfield to replace Ben West and Dominic Hay, who have Tassie Devils duties. The Dockers have regained Nick Delante, Rudy Barrett, Nick McKenna and Lachlan Crawford, while naming Tom Hislop and Tom Munday as emergencies. Hislop and Munday may yet be available to the due to the latest advice from Victoria on the reopening of its borders with Tasmania. Out of the Burnie lineup go Reef Bourne, Seth Campbell and Heath Ollington, who have Tassie Devils commitments, while Cade Munday drops out of the team after filling in duties last week. The fifth place Robins were brave against Burnie on home soil in round six when they went down by just 22 points. However, Brett Plant's Dockers appear to be on the up, defeating Latrobe last week after dropping two close games against Wynyard and Penguin respectively. Burnie's experience will come to the fore, and the Dockers should notch up their eighth win of the season.
So your selections, Devonport over Latrobe, Penguin over Wynyard and Burnie over Ulverston. Let's move to the NWFL women's competition. We're up to round 15. Devonport will take on Wynyard, Ulverston up against Penguin, while Latrobe have the bye.
They do, and the Ulverston-Penguin game, this should be a great clash with the unbeaten Lady Robins at home to the second place Penguin Two Blues. Ulverston have Lucas Starrick, Candice Belvin and Ruby Mitchell in good form, and have a reliable target in the front half in skipper Libby Haynes, who has kicked 25 goals to date. Penguin, who had the bye last week, have been well served by Mia O'Sullivan, Kat Parker and Simone Turner in recent weeks, and have leading goal kicker Taylor Marshall at full forward, who will be keen to add to her season's tally of 42 goals. At home, Ulverston should get home in another close encounter between the top two sides. And in another great matchup, also commencing at 9 o'clock, I'm selecting reigning Premiers Wynyard to narrowly defeat Devonport as a precursor to next week's elimination final when these two sides meet again. So some great women's football tomorrow, Lee.